Coming up on Talk is Cheap, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the Keshe Foundation. Free energy, health, wellness systems. Let's see what it's all about. And I'm going to play more of the hoax scam side of this. Up next on Talk is Cheap. Welcome to Talk is Cheap, where cheap is talk, and talk is cheap for episode 167. I am Dan Hofeld, and joining me is Pete Hulbleib.
Episode 167, Dan. Wow. Look at how far we've come. Yep. Welcome, everybody.
We upgraded to beer bottles.
Got it. China.
So I also want to mention to everybody, before we get into today's episode, about the poster contest.
Think you can
handle
that?
We're actually getting really close to go time. Poster over here. Remix our theme. The theme you just heard coming in. Remix it. Show me your skills. I want to see somebody with some skills. Oh, yeah, exactly. there's a download link in the description for that MP3. You know, maybe you can play musical instruments and make your own. Maybe you can be good at just starting something from scratch or mix some things together. The separate instruments are also in the link below. Again, must be submitted by June 1st. We'll see what we get. Upload that to YouTube or another video platform, and then send that link to k2d4network@gmail.com.
I would love to hear a theremin version of our intro. Do you know what a theremin is?
No.
It's that, you may have heard it in like the old creepy, like horror movies, like, you know, and see, you put your hand over it.
Well,
and it
does something like with a saw thing. The scary saw.
It's got to do with, I think it's, I don't know, electrical waves or magnetic waves. You put your hand over, it changes the pitch anyway.
Well, that sounds better than the pipe bag idea you had. So yeah. I'll give you that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is putting this out here. I want to see somebody with skills because we'd like to get another host through Skype. Somebody that can actually like get clips, you know, sound bites from the news cycles or whatever. Here's like Elon Musk talking about UFOs. Grab that clip, bring it to the show. We'll talk about it, have a discussion, maybe be a permanent guest.
Yeah.
Or a host, I should say.
Someone that likes to, dabble with the technological arts a little bit and maybe share some of our, penchant for discussing things less discussed.
I said it would help me a little bit with productions.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dan's just
thinking long term here, Pete.
Yeah, right on.
No onions.
But no onions.
Exactly. All right. Today we're talking about the Keshe Foundation. The reason I'm talking about this, and I'm sorry, I can't give credit to somebody actually suggested this topic a long time ago, and then we went through and purged topics. This is one of them I purged, and you'll know why when we go through it. I purged it because it's just, oh my God.
Yeah, Dan has been having some issues with this, like prior to the show and off camera. So I am not familiar with this, and I'm waiting to watch him flounder through this topic.
But the reason I brought it up was because James Gilliland had him on his podcast, and I listened to it for a while. It's like, all right, I'm kind of getting the basics of it. So we're going to break this down here. So let's do a little bit of a background. This is the guy who made this foundation, the Keshe Foundation, is Mirhan Keshe is his name. Now, he is Iranian.
Red flag right there, man.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Mirhan Keshe was born in Iran in 1958, son of an X-ray engineer.
Cool.
He was introduced to the world of radiation and nuclear science at a very young age. In 1981, he graduated from Queen Mary College, University of London, as a nuclear engineer specializing in reactor technology system control. He has spent the years since then completing a system for the production of gravity and energy using radioactive hydrogen fuel reactor that is clean and safe. He has covered all aspects of the design of a new plasma nuclear reactor system from the very beginning to its present stage. This has included the design, the field testing, the practical application. He has concentrated on completing the full range of technology for launching into the scientific world and industry. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to browse the...
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. We're going to browse the website here. I'm going to go to... I think we're just going to go to the store first.
Oh, the Keshe
Foundation. Well, let's just take a look at his... This is the homepage here. Keshe Foundation, places where science meets the soul of the man.
All right.
Keshe Foundation TV channel. When he was on James Gilliland, he was sure pushing this TV channel a lot. And heck, I don't even think it launched quite yet.
When was he on James Gilliland?
Oh, probably.
Oh, a while ago.
3-4 weeks now.
Oh, not that long ago. No. Okay. I wasn't quite sure if this was something before that. That's cool. So James has hitched his wagon to that a little bit?
Or? Yeah. And I know why he did. So I'll do that in my conclusion when we get to it. Let's go to his store.
I really like James Gilliland. He was cool.
He's a man.
He's down to earth guy.
Yeah, he certainly was. And he was really, really cool to meet.
So right off the bat here, the Keshe Foundation, where you can find the latest KF Health and Magrav products.
Magrav. Do you know what Magrav stands for?
He's got some weird acronyms.
Yeah.
He's got this GANS too that we're going to get into. So they got the GANS production here, which is part of the plasma.
It's only 5,000. What is that? I don't know what that.
Where are you looking? Oh, here.
Yeah.
Isn't that euros?
Oh, is that euros? I don't know. I don't know my
if I could copy
monetary symbols that well.
I
sorry.
If I can do this.
If it ain't an American greenback, I don't care.
Okay. Searching the Apple TV app for American greed.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to ask her. 5,000 euros to dollars.
It's $5,884.43.
Okay, that is the error.
That's
so
a lot.
Six grand for one
for
of those.
This, you can build. Oh, man. We're going to get into this. You can build this fucking thing. Okay. I'm getting worked up now, boo.
And what does that plasma unit set do?
Okay, let's click on it here. Plasma, yeah. The GANS plasma unit set. The GANS plasma spraying unit consists of a 201 tank, lithium ion battery, powered pump, two replaceable GAN plasma chambers, spraying tube, two blah, 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 blah.
So it's a backpack unit you spray?
It looks like, doesn't it just look like one of those weed garden sprays?
It is. Look at the handle. That is a weed garden sprayer handle on it.
Two water filters on each side.
So what do you use that for?
$5,000. You can build this for probably,
Well, it's the technology within it.
There's no technology.
What do you use this for?
Okay, let's get
it. It looks like it's just a piece of paper with packing tape for the label on there. Look at that. GANS spraying unit. It's just like it's taped on from a printer.
Oh my God.
That is packing tape on there that they laminated with. That's crazy. What?
So GANS.
Oh my God. So what do you use it for? What's the.
Okay, this is the. Let's go to One Cup, One Life because it's the same fucking thing.
Okay.
This is the basic setup of it, okay? So to make the GANS. And let me get the definition of GANS, because what that is actually, he says it's carbon dioxide, so gas in a nano state of solid. Now he goes through, I'll play the clip here in a second.
State of solid, that's cool.
How to make this. So you basically have two
coils there, it looks
copper
like.
Wires, yes, and then you put them in the cup, you put them to a battery, let it sit for a few days, and then it'll start putting these, they can be white chunks, green chunks will float to the bottom. Let's see, I gotta...
What is it used for? What do you just walk around your house spraying this? Or
this is One Cup, One Life, this demonstration. Yeah. So he's claiming this GANS stuff will... if you get coronavirus, take this and you'll be fine.
I'm still struggling to see how a garden sprayer.
Well, that you can put on plants. You can do all this other shit.
I see. So it's like a way to like make your everything around you like supercharged with plasma. But don't get the breathing unit. There's masks involved.
Well, that's what he says. He says you can put the shit on your mask and put it over your face and breathe it in. I break this down here. Let me just show how he makes this real quick.
All right, I'm going
to
stop.
And you'll listen to this guy talk for a little bit here, because this is...
Good morning, good afternoon to you, whenever and wherever you listen to this recording. My name is Mehran Kesh, the head of Kesh Foundation, and as a Iranian nuclear physicist, we have developed technologies for space which can be applied and has been applied in China in past few years to see how we can improve the life.
All right, now you get the picture.
Come again.
Let me fast forward to him actually. So what he does here, he takes the copper wire, wraps it around a pencil so you get the coil thing, and then he takes you take another coil and you gotta burn it, so it's, I suppose that's oxides.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
And then,
or you introduce carbon or something to it.
You wrap that, put them both in the glass.
So he's showing you how to make one.
Yeah, this is a zinc plate.
So don't spend $6,000. Just watch this video and get yourself some water.
Pour water in there, and then that's basically what it turns out right there on the left side. So this is green, the green particles on the bottom.
Is he gonna chug that?
No, he doesn't. That's my point. He was basically saying that's only for if you get like coronavirus, and it should take care of that.
Drinking that.
Yeah, you drink it, so put it on your face.
So he was using copper, and that looked awful like this is that patinaed green that copper turns into.
Thank you. Yes, that's all it is. Here's a simpler version of it that he also has. Same damn thing. It's got the two cups, but he's using these water filter things. You guys can buy these at freaking Menards.
It looks like a whole house filter setup.
This one's like $50, so 50 euros.
But the GANs and the salt are not included, so...
But you make the GANs, that's what... You just got to buy the salt. So let's go back. He actually sells GANs on here.
That's where the money comes in. Ooh, he's got cool shirts.
You're getting... Look at all the shit that he has
on
the site.
He's got plasma lotion.
The pen. So I'm going to... Oh, shit, how should we do this? So when you talk about GANs, he talks about the plasma stuff a lot. We went to James Gillen Ranch. He has these plasma necklaces. I guess it ain't him directly. There's other people there. These work, okay? I felt elevated. You never said you really felt anything from it.
You know,
bed you did, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bed was weird, and I don't know if that was part meditation or what, but the bed was a super cool experience.
There was
something
going on there, and this is just the same thing as the bed, only you just put it on around your neck.
And they used plant-based plasma, right?
I'm not sure how they made this.
No.
I'm curious in a way, because is it the same way as this GANs or not?
Taking a kind of a weird color of its own there. Huh?
I haven't actually even, you know how they said we were supposed to like put these in a pan with salt and recharge them? I think I did it like once and I haven't done it in a long time, but I still feel like it works.
Sure.
So, yeah, so that, I believe, works. Because he keeps talking about plasma. I think this is where he kind of hoodwinked James Gillen when he was talking about plasma and stuff. Also, these pens, so these pain pens, Creative Goddess in the description, Athena, we met her out at James Gillen. I think she talked
super
about...
super cool. Her husband was awesome, too.
I think she talked about pens that she had, and I believe she said that they kind of work, if I'm not mistaken, I believe...
I don't recall that, but
so you can see that there is some products on here that do work. Now here's the GANs in the glass, like they're broken out in his chunks.
Oh, so he dried them out, and then
people could buy it or whatever. And I suppose you're supposed to like re-dilute it in water and drink it. So it says by drinking the water, which has no direct contact to the GANs, you're not supposed to drink the GANs. You're just supposed to put it in a glass and let it soak in the water and then drink the water. The fields can be transferred to the human body. Yeah, we're going to... Don't do that, by the way, per this show.
It's like $125 an ounce. So, not terribly expensive.
So, okay, back to
okay,
the GANs. So this guy's going to explain the GANs here a little bit better. I love his expressions here.
What you see here
is a container of what is purported to be carbon dioxide GANS, G-A-N-S, or gas in nanostate, according to Moraine Kesh. This is the jugs, or the little cut bottles of soft drink that I used to...
By the way, folks, he's making a plasma reactor we're going to get to in a second, but I'm just trying to show you what he had to get GANS for this plasma reactor.
Collect the GANS in. In this picture here, you see the GANS forming in the bottom of the containers. Almost like snowflakes at the bottom.
Not that I know how to do that.
What creates the process is the fact that the nano-coated copper plates on one side and the zinc plates on the other side create a small battery. And when you short the electrodes together, current flows between the electrodes. The copper plate is a positive electrode, and the zinc plate is a negative electrode. So the electrons flow from the copper plate through to the zinc plate and out into the solution. What happens over time, however, is that the amount of current that is supplied falls off rather quickly. So you get a high starting current, someplace in the order of as much as 100 milliamps. And then it drops off quite rapidly as the process starts to take place and as the copper plate starts to become plated with zinc from the zinc plate. And in this case, then what happens is the two dissimilar metals become less dissimilar, or they become more similar. Hence, the amount of voltage and the amount of current available decreases. And the amount of time it takes to produce GANS at the end of a cycle increases dramatically. What you can do is you can simply apply a small DC voltage to help it along and keep the current flowing. I like to keep the current flowing someplace around between 15 and 30 milliamps. 15 milliamps really is enough to create this byproduct that is supposed to be carbon dioxide GANS. But what happens is, as you can see, is that the plates over time, the copper plates, become thoroughly plated with zinc from the zinc electrodes.
Okay, so you kind of get the idea.
I want to watch the rest of that, actually. That was super interesting. Well, I was waiting for him to get to his point.
Yeah, he kind of drags on, but he does get to it.
It sure sounds like he feels that what's in that bottle is not GANS. I got that from the
GANS.
Now, there are a number of things I can tell you about this mystery chemical here.
Definitely.
Number one, I don't for a moment believe that this is carbon dioxide in any way, shape, or form. One thing for sure is, this is not a liquid. This is not a heavier than water liquid. What this is a particulate in suspension in water. And as I have been concentrating it, what I've been doing is I've been allowing it to sit, and then I would allow it to settle and take the layer of clear water at the top, if I can find my syringe.
And then he just takes a turkey baster and gets it out to get the particle there. So there is how to make the GANS. So now he says, if anybody knows, I don't know what the hell this is. If anybody can test it, go for it. So I kind of browsed on the internet, found this website was keshscam.wordpress.com.
Keshscam, nice. So is this the same guy we just saw in the video that wrote this?
No,
is this a different group?
This is different.
Okay.
So Eduardo Scaretti from Eindhoven University of Technology analyzed GANS. He wrote, so basically the GANS is hydrated zinc carbonate, which contains the carbonate ions, but there is no CO2 in solid state.
Well, we'll see.
And here's the graph for all that. I don't think it was really labeled the best.
Percent T's. I don't know what those
on the mic.
Here. Sorry, I was mumbling to myself trying to figure out what the X and Y axis.
If we're going
to
have dead air, at least
mumble something.
Okay, so that's that. And then, oh, I have some mirror. So GANS is just a salt, in this case, a carbonate. This confirms what I've been saying for a long time. Keshe has no new technology. He only lets his followers perform a simple chemical process. And since they have no scientific background, they believe his blog, empty words, but they have been fooled. The Keshe Foundation has nothing to offer, and it is always and will be a scam organization and a mind control cult. That's why Keshe talks about the soul when his technology fails.
Come again.
Empty Keshe wants to be worshipped for achieving exactly nothing. So, and also they say here, zinc carbonate is highly toxic for all living organisms. They go into the levels here. Of course, it depends on your PPM and all that good stuff of how much you ingest.
Well, you know, that's what's...
Here's a fact sheet right here.
That's what somebody that would not want this type of, breakthrough to be... brought to the public would say, you know, so what's this guy, you know, who's he getting paid to say that? Right?
Well, that's his excuse. That's Keshe's excuse. Every time people try to discredit him, they say, oh, that's people trying to keep this from coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's a valid argument in our world, Dan.
It
right?
is valid. I'll yep. give him that.
Yep.
So
it's easily enough to test a material and determine that it's zinc carbonate.
So that's what they did. And this is the breakdown of, so zinc carbonate can affect you when breathed in, can irritate the skin and eyes. Breathing zinc carbonate can irritate the nose and throat, causing coughing and wheezing. High exposure may affect the liver.
Sounds like cigarettes. Only instead of liver, it'd be lungs.
So yeah, this goes through all of it. I can put this...
Actually, it sounds like whiskey.
I can put this in the description if anybody's more interested in reading the health effects of what we just went through. We got a lot to break down, so I do want to get to it. So that was the GANS stuff.
So you got $6,000, anyone, to buy one of these units? And
well, the other one was cheaper, the one couple in life thing, so... So back at the product. So here's a simple unboxing.
Oh, it's an unboxing?
Of a
pain relief belt.
Pain relief belt. Thank you. Let me get the quality.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I'm just showing, like, you get the packaging in the mail. It's a flat envelope package for those who don't know or that are listening. And they got the belt here. You got the packaging.
Ooh, there's some people doing yoga. Hey, that's nice packaging, though. That's
mega natural accelerated healing and pain relief. Like you said, it's not that print job that they had on the other one. There's a back to it showing that it can relieve pain.
Yeah, some pretty good looking models in there. Wow, that dude's in shape.
Keshe Foundation logo right there in the back. And then he pulls it out of the pouch here.
I get it now.
And it just...
All fake.
If you can get the damn thing open.
Oh, there's some good Velcro on that. Yeah. They got some high quality Velcro. The stitching looks pretty good too.
Oh, that's gray. And you just wrap it around you. And
how much did he pay for this?
So let's look up this belt on the website. No, they didn't debunk anything. They were just, he actually ordered it legitimately.
Oh, that's not bad. 70 bucks.
Well, that's the ankle one.
Oh, that's the ankle. Oh, that's the foot one for $65,
where the hell
bucks.
Is the belt?
Oh, is that the belt? No. That's a head and teeth gel pack. Ooh, there was like a championship belt.
Where?
Roll up a little bit. Just a little bit more. There you go. What's that?
Oh,
that's a knee thing. That looked like WWE championship belt. Boy, the small ones are expensive. Ooh, there's a whole suit. Look at that. Dude, you should start wearing that around, Dan. How much is that? I cannot. Okay, I just got to say, full disclosure, I see one cup, one life. I just think of two girls, one cup.
I know, it's driving
me nuts, man.
I know, right?
I just got to get that off my chest.
Gay!
Ooh, there's a shoulder one there.
I think I might just have to type it in.
Ooh, no, that's a wrist
the hand one.
Ooh, that's cool. Whatever that was.
We're gonna get to some of this.
I wonder if Gwyneth Paltrow buys this stuff.
Well, anyway, whatever. There's just tons of.
Wow, he has got like seriously some merch on there.
A lot of products, okay, folks. You get it right there. So what I'm gonna do is we should probably jump to the spaceship right now. He also has a universal spaceship. Let me get the wording right. Universal Enhancement Spaceship Unit.
There we go.
Okay, that wasn't
that'll
that
work, I guess.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
So
there, that's better.
So this thing, what is this Universal Enhancement Spaceship? So,
are those med beds there?
Yes, we're getting, that's exactly what this is. Now,
oh, jeepers. Okay.
I'm going to break this down and just read it out here. So, okay, Universal Body Enhancement Spaceship Unit. This is basically like a med bed. He says you can go into this thing, and I'll even show a video on it. You can go into it, and it'll heal you if you got pain. You'll start to feel better. Unit. Okay, this is actually the CGI version for it, and then we'll get into the regular version that he actually made.
Holy cow, $1.2 million?
Sorry. Just going to tie that together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over here looking on my phone. I'm like, holy shoot.
So, okay, put your phone down.
All right. Sorry, Dan.
Okay, here's the CGI version of the Universal Enhancement Spaceship unit.
Okay.
And then I want you to compare this with the real one.
Okay, so here's the CGI.
Innovative. Revolutionary. Stellar development. Purest universal knowledge. In a transformative, futuristic design.
Look at that.
The Universal Body Enhancement Spaceship Unit.
Oh, that looks the very first awesome,
new
dude.
Evolutionary Future. Spaceship technology has been rolled out for mass production.
Mass production.
Our Universal Body Enhancement Spaceship Unit is constructed from high-quality materials carefully selected by our team of experts. Embedding the essence of the new GANS plasma science and technology, it uses collective plasma field technology for changing and enhancing the environment of the body of the man. This new plasma enhancement changes the environment of the body to allow it to return to its natural, balanced, energetic condition, as in the womb of the mother. Allowing every cell in the body of the man
I'm
to
hooked.
Find its natural, original field strength balance. The shape and field distribution in this new space plasma.
All right, you get the point.
Dude, I love it. It looks awesome.
For those listening on the audio podcast, this thing basically looks like an egg and it slides open.
Yeah.
And then there's a seat inside where you sit. And that's where it's supposed to close on you and you get
so
your enhancement.
It's basically like a really expensive version of the plasma bed that we experienced out west, right? Theoretically, or
I'm thinking that's probably
or a cousin to it or something like that. You know, it's like related to it distantly.
And yeah, because when we talk about the healing, which we'll get into in a second, but let's compare what we just watched with what it actually is.
Okay.
Think you can handle that?
So here he is showing this thing off now.
So that's pretty cool. If I had millions and millions of dollars, I would buy one just to try it.
Look at these. The other one didn't have these chains on the side.
Oh, yeah.
So now, okay.
Well, that's how it opens, I suppose.
Let's let him talk.
In the new space technology, we do not need to take food.
They can't afford a good microphone.
That's
dude.
Another one of my points.
I'm like,
it's
my
like,
God,
what the hell?
This is terrible, terrible, terrible.
And any illness can be handled in a space according to the fields of the body. And this is what is called the universal body enhancement, which means body corrects itself. If you are hungry, you sit in the system, it replenishes the food. It takes what energy.
By the way, I actually enhanced this audio, so it was worse
no.
than this. Yeah,
oh
it
my was God, a lot that worse. Was terrible. How do they not afford a microphone in this
it,
whole
yeah,
mix?
It would be really easy. He can afford that suit. He can get a mic.
Yeah, and I just want to just make a quick comment. What the hell does this have to do with anything with spaceships, dude? Why include the word spaceship in any of this, man?
That's a good point.
It's like it's almost like it was like lost in translation, like Google Translate messed something up,
or maybe like a marketing term or something.
I don't even. I'm lost for words. Okay. Why use spaceship? I don't know why.
And once you enter the system, it gives you everything you need. The system works with the internal system body of the man and gives every need that the body can demand.
Okay, so I'm just going to stop it there because the audio is really terrible. I'm sure those awful. Actually listening to the audio podcast can't even hear it.
There's one of his high-ranking cult members there in the chair.
But yeah, you just sit in there. Back to those chains. I don't know why I look at this stuff, but I don't even think the chains pull it open because how does that work? Because look at like what they do. They roll like you.
Yeah, no, that's in manufacturing. Those are like fairly typical. I've seen those in manufacturing environments before, chains like that.
I know the chains are fine, but I'm saying how does it open that way? Because in order for that to do it, the bottom chain would have to go
You'd
in.
You think, but it's like it's rolling it out. Yeah, hit play again, because look, they kind of flop too, don't they, a little bit?
It's like it's just a guide or something.
It gives you...
Yeah, like there's somebody off screen pulling
it. I thought somebody had a string over there.
What you don't see is there's a guy inside behind her that's like pushing it open.
I thought maybe too, because when he pushes the button, he looks over there. Like I thought he was giving a signal to the guy.
Enter the system. It gives you.
And the whole unit just rocks when it hits the end.
Okay, so that's the enhancement plasma thing. Okay.
I mean, that looks pretty good, though.
Price, $1.2 million. You need nurses and doctors. If you're going to buy this, you're required to have nurses and doctors to operate this. Accessories may be required. This is directly from the website. Every purchase of the unit is contractually bound by various conditions, which are made available to the buyer before the purchase.
Whoa.
Including a yearly usage fee of 150,000 euro per unit. Oh. That's 181,000.
So you pay 1.2 million bucks and you still have to pay 180,000 a year just to use it?
Every year. What the hell?
Well, you know what? I'll give them credit because if you sell one of these, you're set, dude. You know? I mean, all you got to do is sell one and you're set. So good for him.
I think that's the plan.
Okay. So it also says here if the units are in regular use, they may require servicing of the cores every 6 months or when depleted. Each core replacement is 500 euros per piece. There are between 34 and 60 cores per system, depending on the setup.
So $360,000 every 6 months, right?
This is...
Yeah.
I was actually trying to like give credibility to this guy, but when I seen this, I was like, all right, now I know this is a scam. This, like... And it's going to get better. We're going to get to the next unit. Maybe I should do that right now.
I'm just adding up. So you're 1.2 million for the unit, and you've got 750,000 a year just to operate it.
Yeah. That's terrible. So it gets better. Like I was saying, it gets better.
He has air quotes better. Like it really isn't getting better.
This gets really better, folks. We got the universal material enhancement spaceship. So we just had the universal body enhancement spaceship. This is the universal material enhancement.
If you want your clothes to
hang on, I'm going to educate you.
I'm grabbing my phone and going to Google some more.
Let's watch it.
Oh
here.
My gosh.
So here he is again for those listening.
Is this a different unit now?
This is a different unit. See, it says actually on the outside.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Universal material now.
Does he open it?
But it looks the same. It basically looks the same like what we just seen, egg shaped.
Yeah, I don't see much difference.
Okay, so he's going to open it here.
Okay, this is the new universal material enhancement.
If you really listen closely to this audio, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's hard to hear.
Unit, what it does, it works like Earth and the Sun. And inside it, we can produce any material we need in a space. In a space, we don't have. We cannot take materials with us. With a new understanding of the technology, we can literally make what we need at the point of demand anywhere in the space. We can produce materials where the center works like a sun, and all the systems, each one tuned to produce one material. We can produce copper, we can produce zinc. We can produce any material we need at a time and a point of need and demand. And
any material you need at the point of demand.
Here we go. So let's buy one of these. We'll put it on a credit card and we'll just make gold. And then we're set.
You're getting to my point. Why does he got to charge people when he could make gold?
Yeah. You know, he's making any material we want and he's choosing to make copper and zinc. What an idiot.
This is where the scam comes in. These things don't fucking work, people. I'm sorry. If you can make any material you want, make gold, put these out there for free.
Or even make enough copper that you can sell it, because copper is worth money, too.
But he doesn't even show it working. He just shows this shit in this pan on the floor that was set there. And then he picks it up.
Where does the material come from?
He says this sun thing like produces it or whatever the hell.
And it just magically deposits it in that pan?
That's how the scam works.
I mean, this is, Dan, you and I can put something like that. We'll get an old refrigerator box and like put tinfoil on it and throw some, I don't even know what in it and sell them for half $1 million. And wow. Where's this guy living now? Is he still in Iran?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's too bad. I would love to go and get a tour of his facility and try one of these. Because if I went into this body healing unit and I got a really bad knee and it fixed it, I would like...
Oh, yes.
I would empty out my bank accounts into his pockets instantly.
I was going to play that first. So apparently this video, and this is on his official YouTube channel. His official YouTube channel. So he's got Parkinson's and Alzheimer's can be reversed. So this, he is claiming, and they go through this like witness thing, like, oh, this guy has Parkinson's and he can't walk and he needs a walker to walk. His face is blurred out. They're showing this guy, like a Chinese guy doing this stuff. Then they're going like week one. Let me go back here.
Oh, wait, now he's break dancing? Oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding.
So walking, like they go by days, like day four, now he can stand up and, you know, it completely progresses all the way to 40 plus days. Now he can exercise. So it taking some time to get there. But you know what? They never show him going in the spaceship unit on this video. They never show him once.
You'd think that that would be part of it, right? That they'd show him in there and coming out.
So I don't think this could be like a random video of something else.
Yeah, recovering from an accident, and this is a physical therapy video or something.
So I was like, what the hell?
Does this guy and Kesh ever appear in the same shot?
No, absolutely not.
Okay,
you go to his YouTube channel here. Now, this is why I didn't want to do this topic to begin with, because people are like, oh, you should look into this. His videos here are all like 2 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
You know, some are four. Let's click on one and listen to it, just a small spigot of it once here.
Applying it is different than just...
Okay, so this is Kesh talking.
Many of us will never understand how things are done. Many of us does not understand how we can use the knowledge in its best capabilities and power. In so many ways, the new knowledge, the new technology has to become part of the understanding of the what we call peace process for all of us and for our nations and leaders and in every dimension. Be aware, as we bring the Keshe Foundation into public in a different way, we'll create more people who want to know.
Okay, so you get the point.
Oh my God, that's difficult to listen.
Three, four hours of this shit. I wasn't going to sit and listen to this. He just says, oh, we've got this stuff, we can release it, blah, blah, blah.
Go like an hour ahead in that video and just let's listen or whatever. Yeah, just randomly pick something and jump ahead.
Peace. Thank you very much.
Must be a question and answer session here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kazmir. In the product range, as you see today, we have offered the water-based paint additive. Next week, we add what we call four other versions of the oil-based paint that you can add.
So you get the idea. I'm not going to bore the audience here.
Oh my God, that is brutal.
Hard to listen to. And in fact, once James Gilliland had him on his show, he literally went 30 freaking minutes before James could get a word in. Just
really?
Just monotone like that. Like, oh. I was like, holy shit. So that's really the reason why I never tackled this before.
The wild women.
So now let's go. Should we go on to another? Yeah. So we got the microplasma reactor. He actually patented this thing. A fixed or handheld microplasma reactor can be built in, connected to, and or inserted various electrical electronics, IV mobile phones, computers, various objects like lighting devices. You get the idea. You plug this thing into this free energy, the microplasma reactor, it'll power it. You look at the dates here. 2007 was a publication, and then it was withdrawn.
Withdrawn.
Now, the rumor is that he didn't want to pay the patent fee.
Whatever.
If you got something, but like I said, that's the rumor.
So he had enough money, though, to make those other units we just saw. I mean, even if you
You could just get a couple plastic things. The hardest thing is trying to get the door to open on that.
Well, yeah, but still, that takes effort, man.
You get a guy with and fishing there's line, some, you can do anything.
Yeah, but that's custom forming and stuff of fiberglass. I don't know.
You
shit.
You get a big 3D printer, you could probably do some damage.
Well, you got to buy a 3D printer.
Yeah, that's why he's trying to recoup his losses.
Oh, yeah.
So this other guy we showed before from Zero Labs, he was building the plasma reactor. Now, ooh, remember,
back
he
to
was
this guy. I like this guy.
He was building. He had to get the GANs, and he actually, we're not going to go through it completely how it worked, but he put the GANs in these like these golf ball things. He actually 3D printed these and made them like they look like kind of like pine cones or whatever.
Yeah, for those listening. Yeah, hard to describe. You know, a little bit teardrop spherical things, kind of like a top. You know, a weird dreidel or something.
So we'll let him in.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Zero Labs. Today is Sunday, October 18, 2015. I'm Mark Brash, your host. And today is the day the Keshi Star Formation Plasma Reactor is running.
You should have seen the look on his face. That was awesome. I like this guy, man.
So yes, you heard right. The experiment is underway. The Keshi plasma reactors are spinning at approximately 2,500 RPM. All three of them, the three lower ones, are spinning in the clockwise direction. The top one, if viewed from the same angle from the top, is spinning in the counterclockwise direction so that they are counterpoised against each other. If you want to view this machine running in real time, so in case perhaps you might see some anomalous behavior, just follow the link posted below. That's my live Ustream video feed. I will leave this experiment running 24/7. This machine has been running now for a little bit over an hour. According to Vince and some of the other Keshi apostles who helped guide me through the construction process of this device, they said I should see some sort of anomalous behavior within an hour or two. Vince said that he saw some variations in the motor speed, plus or minus 700 RPMs. I'm not seeing quite that much. I'm seeing the top motor spinning at about 120 RPM faster than the lower ones. The lower ones are at 2530, and the top one is at 2650 right now. So there's about a 120 RPM difference, but it's very stable. It's not shifting around. And the 3D printed globes that I made are spinning very true on the shafts. I'm very pleased with that. And I fully expect that the GANs material inside is going to, as was shown in this next photo that I'm about to show you. This was posted to Twitter. This is what actually happens to the GANs material when it's spun inside the globes here. It's centrifuged to the outside wall,
right,
because
makes sense.
It is a powder in solution, and it simply is pressed against the outside walls, and the top and bottom end up being exposed to the nano-coated material that is inside.
I just want to point out that this guy actually has a microphone. So he's got more credibility right there. He understands the importance of a microphone.
He step out of Keshi already, the guy that invented free energy. Oh, yeah. So he basically nothing happens with this. And actually, we can scroll down to the comment. He did leave a comment down here. Where the hell is it?
Well, you know, and I will give this guy credit because he like put his money where his mouth was and put some time and money and effort into just saying this is just idiotic. So James Gilliland had cash on. It must have been Skype or whatever. You know, it wasn't in person. Right? He didn't come out to the ranch, did he?
No. Well, basically, he said in the comment. I can't find the comment here, folks. But one person asked, like, where is it? And then he basically says, I think it's sitting in some guy's California garage somewhere. It ended up not doing what it was supposed to do. The free energy thing wise. So
I like that guy. Oh, is this him dressed up? That's what it is. Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
So I thought it'd be funny to play his parody.
I like this guy. What's this guy's channel? Zero Labs. I have to join this. I'm gonna follow this guy.
I thought it'd be funny to play this. We'll just play a little bit of it.
Hey everyone, come on down to Crazy Kesha's Corporation, where we have an unbelievable deal for you on Crazy Kesha's Kooky Contraption. It's the ES2, consisting of one SFGR Star Formation GANS Reactor, one SDGR Single Dynamic GANS Reactor, and one MGBS, the Magrav Bead System, categorically confirmed by Kesh himself, whose word we may not question to cure cancer, create food, water, and kettles of gold out of thin air. It can even turn your car into an anti-gravity space craft. Confirmations conducted at Kooky Corporation under Kesh's constant command and quality-controlled conditions conclusively corroborate all of Kesh's crazy claims. This kit comes complete with kilos of DVDs crammed full of Kesh's counseling and convoluted criterion to construct his completely counterproductive crap, cryptic enough to confuse and confound even the most competent constructor. But wait, there's more! Call within the next 5 minutes and we'll cast in completely costless these complimentary consumed copper conductors complete with matching zinc electrodes and fresh nano-coated copper and zinc plates to create your own GANS concoction, plus dozens of zinc plates and nano-coated copper wire to...
you gotta get the kind of the point, but again, with all this shit that Kesh does, he makes you bored when you listen to him. The stuff he throws up on there is like, oh, look at this. One of the experiments that at this is Kesh Foundation 21. This is September 2012. They're basically showing
this experiment in middle school, man.
Yeah, they're basically showing the wireless technology, but what the issue with this is, it takes a lot of power to do that. It's still easier to hook wires up.
Yeah.
So it's very. Let me get that on screen.
And what's it doing to you at a cellular level too, being in that electrical field like that, right?
I mean, it's a cool idea.
This is an old trick that I've seen a million times in science labs.
Not practical. Also, this was a slide on one of the presentations. Released to the public, the Kesh Foundation technologies will be released to the worldwide in September.
To the worldwide.
And the applications of these new technologies will have a direct effect on governments and the prosperity of the citizens around the world. But 2012, okay, 2012, nothing. This is the biggest trick in a lot of these free energy things. I think other ones we listen to, that's always, it's baiting you. It's like, this will come out this year. Never does.
Well, when did he start selling his stuff on his website? That's what he's talking about. Is that like, hey, here's my website. Buy it, world. You know, $1.2 million.
Buy this belt where you can... And I'm not saying that a lot of this stuff is poo-poo. That's the important thing I want to make the dissemination about. That's why I think James Gillen really believed him. Because we, you know... Plasma technology, these rings, I can feel something going on. The spaceship thing, maybe it does work if you can get this stuff in there. Like we were in the beds and it was fine. You could feel something. But to charge an ungodly amount and then to say that you can materialize anything.
Yeah.
Materialize freaking gold and then you're set. Just release the stuff for free.
You know, I would think the Iranian government would buy one of these produce anything units. And if it worked, they would commission a million of them, right? I mean, why wouldn't you just start lopping gold off?
But you get with the whole, the website just feels like it's one of those like infomercials. Like there's just so much shit on here.
Scroll back up. What's that? Oh, look at that. You can buy like pots for your house plants.
Yeah, because they got Gann's field balance, so they're going to grow better.
And they're only $160 for a little teacup sized thing.
$50. Oh, you're looking at these.
I'm looking on the ones.
I was looking at the minis.
Yeah, the minis are like $55, $60.
And you got this shirt.
Those are shot glasses. How much is this shirt?
$50 for a t-shirt.
No, that's 50 euros. That's like $57 for a shirt.
Last Siri. It's 50 euros to dollars.
Oh, it's Gann's grown cotton. That's why.
Like 50 euros to dollars.
The answer is $58.84.
Not too bad. Yeah, so Gann's cotton. Hazmat suit. Bars of soap. Facial cream they have.
Those pants. How much are those pants?
This jumpsuit could be good for a band, maybe. This wellness suit.
Ooh, it reminds me a little bit of Devo.
It reminds me of Power Man 5000.
Right on.
So then they got all this other shit. See, here's the creams.
Oh my God, $170 for? Oh, it's 20 pieces though. 250 milliliters. I'm not that good at that metric convention.
K Plasma Care Gan Soap, $70 or 70 euros.
How much? It doesn't say how big it is.
Info.
Oh, there we go.
Two Gan bar soap white. Oh no, three.
Oh, tree color.
There's a 5-piece and it's 10-piece.
Yeah. Uses, washing your hands.
So you kind of get where I'm at.
So you're paying like $14 for a bar of soap.
That's basically what I'm showing you, folks.
Actual products may differ in appearance. So they'll just throw whatever the hell they have laying around in a bag and say, that's the soap. Go for it.
And just then he showed you how to make Gann's.
Scrape off the Irish Spring logo.
Safest stuff to eat or drink or.
You know, I kind of believe that guy. If he really did think it was, what was it, zinc carbonate or something? What was in it?
I was thinking about alkaline water. You know, people say to drink alkaline water to get rid of disease and stuff too. It might be a little bit of that process as well. You know, I'm not a fucking genius here by any means, folks.
Yeah, you're supposed to. People typically run in more of an acid.
But then
balance in their body.
When I was doing research on this too, they said you shouldn't always just keep drinking alkaline water because that's bad for you and you're screwing up your body and it won't be able to fight stuff off or whatever the hell it was.
Well, say that about anything, right? You overindulge in anything, you drink too much beer, it's same fact, right?
So that's all I have. I didn't want to. That's a lot of stuff to cover. It's been over an hour. I'm gonna have to break this down a little bit, so it'll be less than an hour for you folks. But that's what it is. I believe this guy's a scam. You know, does he have some little products that work? Maybe the belt does work with plasma. This I can feel something. You know, some people would say that this is a scam, but I actually feel a little higher elevated with this. You know, what did we pay for this? $20, $40, maybe tops.
Oh.
It wasn't that much.
No, was it $20? $20, $30? It was, it was pricey for a piece of PVC with whatever
was
in
it.
Right,
and you look at it, it's like, yeah.
And unfortunately, mine did not last like Dan's.
I think yours got pulled apart, you said?
Yeah, when you have a small child, pre-toddler, it doesn't hold up.
But if you would ask me and like, I was a little like conservative about buying it. I was like, well, is this kind of like a gimmick or whatever?
Yeah. Well, we were out there to experience it and we had money to spend on that stuff. And
you know, believe me, if this was $100, I wouldn't have bought it.
No.
So there you go. There's stuff that works, not saying some of this doesn't work, like the pens, but for the most part, spaceships with revitalizing people, but we don't put videos out to actually like show them going in the ship. And then even if it is working, it takes them 40 days. It's not like a med bed where it's supposed to be instant.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's like so many red flags, and I think that we're landing on.
Dump it.
Yeah, I'm thinking save your money, folks. There's more legit folks. Wow, that is a long. That was a long flush. I think if he had the real thing, that there would be much more publicity, much better produced videos. My God, somebody with an iPhone can make better videos than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Just his tone, the fact that he's got all these 4 hour like
and you can
indoctrination
actually,
videos in it.
You can search his name and find up like there's talks of lawsuits and stuff against him. So
well, yeah, because you know what, you drink a freaking glass of that stuff and get sick, man. But you know, he's really if he's really truly in Iran, he's protected from all of that stuff.
Right, yeah, you can come up with any scam you want overseas.
Yeah, you can't. You know, in certain countries, there ain't nothing that we can do, and so you get people that are, you know, grasping at straws. I mean, look, you've got terminal cancer. I'm going to spend $1 million on this guy's thing. Yeah, and by the time I realize it's not working, it doesn't matter.
$1 million and you got the reoccurring fees, I guess.
Yeah. And
the guns.
The guns. And really, all you got to do is sell one of these and you're set. Sell one of them and you're set, man.
That's what he's waiting for.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying he's in talks with governments and that, oh, we're going to get on board
with them. Do we actually know if anybody's ever bought one of these things?
I couldn't find anyone. I think I did search for that. I couldn't find anything. So,
because, you know, I see like, you that's know, probably, one yeah. of the super elites, you know, or celebrity stars. Like, I see Gwyneth Paltrow buying one of these, right?
Well, they'll buy the cream for sure.
Yeah, right.
That's a big thing with women is those creams.
Those creams. Those creams and special ointments.
All right, so that we'll just wrap up here. Thank you guys for joining us today at Talk is Cheap, where cheap is talk and talk is cheap. We'll see you again. Remember, the poster contest is going to be wrapping up in a few weeks. If you got your submissions, get your submissions in. Send them on over. We'll look at that. Thank you to the Patreon supporters. Thank you to the podcast listeners.
Again, everybody.
Everybody at BitChute. I'm trying to get all the videos up there, but BitChute can be a pain in the ass, and I have to just say, well, screw it. But it is what it is. Adios.